Hey everyone, I am back with another story. I'm trying to get them out a bit more regularly these days, so I hope I can manage that. I'm pretty busy and it's pretty rare to get time on my own, but when I do, like now, I try and make the most of it. So anyway, this story is for Katie and everyone else too, obviously, and I hope you all enjoy it. We're walking together, you and I, through the foyer of the large corporate building where I work. It's their annual Christmas party this evening, and we all obviously get to bring dates, and of course I brought you. We've been together for a while now, and I know some people say that after being in a steady relationship for a while, the magic or the spark tends to go away. Well, it certainly hasn't for us. We are still so incredibly into each other. It's just amazing. These are some of the thoughts that are playing around in my head as I walk hand in hand with you through the foyer of the building. The party is up near the top of the building in one of the big function rooms up there, so we walk over to the elevator and select the design floor and wait for the elevator to arrive. We step in and we're running a little late, so there's nobody else on the elevator with us, and the door's shut, and we begin to ascend up the building. It's quite a way. It's a very tall building, and for the first time I get to just admire you without the worry of people around seeing me since we left the apartment this evening. And my God, you look gorgeous. That dress, the way it hugs your form. Oh, I know there are going to be guys staring at you all night at the party, but I don't care, and I can't point fingers because I'm going to be one of them. Taking the opportunity of us being in the elevator, I walk over to you and wrap my arms around you from behind and pull you close to me. I lean down and whisper in your ear, "Baby, you look so good tonight." And you just murmur a thank you and kind of turn your head to me and we kiss. Oh, I know you can feel you're turning me on from the bulge in my pants pressed against your butt. And I hope I'm turning you on too. Oh, and I really want to know if I am. So, forgetting for the moment that I'm somewhat public place, I reach down and start to pull the hem of your dress up. I get one hand underneath the hem of it and run it up your thigh until it comes in contact with your panty-covered pussy. Oh, I can feel how wet you are already. Oh, God. That's so hot. Oh, I lift your panties to the side. My fingers make contact with your pussy. Oh, that feels so good. You're so wet for me, baby. I kind of grind against your ass as I work a finger inside you. Oh, coating it with my juices, with your juices. Baby. Oh, you feel amazing. I'm getting a bit carried away here. Oh, slowly masturbating you. And all of a sudden, I hear a ding as the elevator arrives at the floor we selected. Quickly, I yank my hand from underneath your dress and kind of let go of you, and you quickly pull your dress down just as the elevator doors begin to open. Whew, that was close. I'm a little flustered, and I can tell you are as well. Your breathing's changed slightly, but we both somehow compose ourselves and walk a little uncertainly out into a room full of people, some already starting to show signs of the inevitable inebriation, but most like us still just walking around and saying hi to everyone. I walk with you, and we get ourselves a couple of drinks and start to mingle. I introduce you to some of my workmates, and maybe it's a guy thing, I don't know, but I take a little bit of pride. Okay, I take a lot of pride in the very, very admiring and lustful stares I see some of them giving you. I'm sure you'll just be very modest about it and say it was the alcohol or something, but I know the truth. A dead man would be turned on by you. We walk through the rest of the room, and I find a seat for us to sit down next to a couple of my buddies, and we're sitting there for a while, having a chat and a catch up, when the girlfriend of one of the guys there comes over, and there's not enough seats for her, so you quickly offer her your seat and sit on my lap, which is fine with me. I put one arm around you, and you kind of fly back into me, and it's a fairly big sort of a almost a couch lounge chair type chair, so there's plenty of room, and it's very comfortable. Well, it's sort of comfortable. It would be comfortable if your hot little ass wasn't pressed against my crotch again. So, and I know you're doing this on purpose, I swear you are, because every so often you'll move almost imperceptibly to those around, but just enough to cause you to move against my hardening cock in my pants. Oh, you wicked little thing, what are you doing to me? I try to distract myself with the conversation and the knowledge that there are people all around, and if you were to get up now, it would be rather embarrassing for me. But, I just try not to think about that. And then, oh, you wicked thing, you say, oh, it looks like we're out of drinks, I'll go get us some more. And with that, you get off my lap and head off to find us some more drinks. I quickly cross my legs, hoping to obscure what would surely be a very obvious bulge in the front of my slacks. and desperately try to think of anything. But all I end up managing to be able to do is stare at you as you walk away. Oh God, that didn't help either. I continue chatting for a while, and you don't return, so after a short while I excuse myself and go in search of you. I check the drinks in the bar area, and you're not there, and I figure maybe you went to the restroom. I see a couple of people I know. One of them is my boss, so I figure I'd better make a token appearance there and exchange the season's greetings. And as I do, I feel someone come up behind me and kind of press himself into my back and beside me. And glancing around, I see it's you. And I smile, and I lean over and give you a quick kiss, and try to resume the conversation, but I'm kind of thrown because I suddenly realize that the taste on your lips I just tasted wasn't your lip gloss, and it wasn't the drinks. Oh no, I've tasted that taste often. I know it well. I just tasted your pussy on your lips. Oh God. I've seemed to have forgotten what I was saying mid-sentence, and my boss is looking at me strangely. Desperately, I make some joke about having a memory like a goldfish and tell the boss I need something else to drink and excuse myself, taking you by the hand and pulling you with me. We walk across to the drinks table, and standing there, I look at you, and hopefully out of earshot of anyone, I say, "Baby, what have you been up to?" And you give me an incredibly wicked look, and hold out one hand and reach in to your handbag with the other. You take my hand in your hand, and then very quickly and very surreptitiously you take something out of your handbag, placing it in my hand, closing my hand over it, knowing that obviously whatever's been placed in my hand is of a private nature. I open up my suit jacket and slip my hand inside before realizing that it's your panties you just gave to me. Oh, baby. And I can feel how wet they are. You lean over and whisper in my ear, "I had to go to the bathroom, baby. And I was playing with myself there for you. And now I'm not wearing any underwear." Oh, God. Just as I managed to get my cock to go down again, I take a seat at the bar. Quickly, before anyone notices my embarrassing situation, I put your panties in the inside pocket of my jacket and order a drink as you sit down next to me. I glance over at you and am once again taken by your beauty. Some of the lights are sort of behind you, giving you this almost angelic glow. And the contrast between this incredibly beautiful beautiful, sweet-looking woman I see before me, and the knowledge that her soaking wet panties are in my pocket, and the taste of her pussy is on both our lips now, is just driving me wild. Stool. I take you by the hand and lead you through the crowd of people, trying to avoid any conversations because I know they're going to be quite awkward at this point. I don't really know where I'm going, but I need to go somewhere a bit more private. You back to the elevator, and we step in, and I press the for the floor above the one we're on, hoping it'll be deserted. When we arrive, we walk out into a hall lined with offices, and fortunately, there doesn't seem to be anybody here. But all the offices are locked because it's after hours. I figure you know what I'm up to, because you're walking briskly along beside me, and as I glance at you, you have this look of want and desire in your eyes. I'm tempted to grab you and kiss you then, but I know if I do, I won't get any further, and we're standing in an awfully public hallway should someone come along. At the end of the hallway, it makes a sharp left turn and opens into a lounge, kind of corporate lounge area, with a bunch of lounge chairs around the place, and a table and sort of kitchen chairs at one end, and glass, big glass windows all around the side. I know it's really open. Anyone could walk in, but oh god, I don't care. I have to have you. I just have to. So I turn to you and pull you into my arms. I'm excited to kiss and fill each other up like there's no tomorrow. This is just so amazing. My hands pulling your dress up, working their way up your thighs. And to your pussy. Oh god, you're dripping wet. You're so wet. By now, my jacket's on the floor, and you're undoing my pants. Oh, it's the work of but a moment, and they're on the floor too. As good as this is. dress is still on. It's fallen back down now around your ankles. Sorry, down around your legs. And I look out through all the glass and the windows, yeah, over the city lights at night. I press you up against the back of the lounge chair and bend you over it. You kind of thrust your ass out toward me. And once again, I lift up your dress. Oh, God. You look so hot like that. Oh. I bring the head of my cock to your pussy lips and sink in so easily. You're so wet. I lift your dress up further and work your hand up inside it until I find your breasts. You naughty thing, you didn't wear a bra either tonight. Your nipples are so hard. And your long hair is cascading down your back and over your shoulders. I start to thrust in and out of you. We're both moaning and groaning so loudly. I know there's many ones out here that are going to hear us, but I just don't care right now. Oh, my fuck. God. Your pussy. Feels so good on my cock. I'm going to come soon. I'm going to come. I can tell you're getting close too. You're moaning my name over and over, telling me you gotta come. And then you turn around and say, baby, if you come in my pussy, then your cum will be dripping down my leg all night, which could be embarrassing. So I look at you and wonder what you might mean, and then you say, I want you to come in my ass instead. Oh, God. Oh, hearing you say that always makes me come. But I stop myself and pull out. Oh, my cock is so slick now with your juices. I bring a finger down to your pussy and get it nice and slick. And I rub your juices all over your asshole. Before bringing the head of my cock into your tight little hole and just slowly starting to press it in. God, you must be so turned on, because it just sinks in so easily. And you thrust back to meet me moaning. Now I've got one hand up your dress, massaging your breasts, and one's down, fingering your pussy. Your fingers are on your clit. My cock's in your ass. Oh, God, baby. I'm gonna come. I want you to come with me. Oh, God, we're so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm gonna come, baby. I'm coming. Fuck. Still, as we both finished coming, inside you for now. Eventually, both our legs are too weak to support ourselves like this for long, so reluctantly I pull out of you. And kind of half carrying you, we both walk around to the front of the lounge and collapse down into it in each other's arms. And just kiss and enjoy the afterglow. I don't really know how long for, but eventually we realize we've got to get back to the party. People are going to wonder where we are. So, with the last long kiss, we set up and I put my pants and underwear back on, and you straighten your dress and we try and get our hair to look a bit normal. And we walk back to the elevator and to the party. Oh, but I just know you're not done with me yet. When we get home, I'm gonna fuck you so good. Well, everybody, I hope you really enjoyed that. Katie, I hope you enjoyed that too. That was a really hot fantasy for me, and I hope you guys all thought so too. So, be sure to let me know what you think, and I will, I'll be back with another story real soon. Bye.